Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome to The Rap Report with your host, Andrew Rappaport, where we provide biblical interpretation and application. This is a ministry of Striving for Eternity and the Christian podcast community. For more content or to request a speaker for your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.
Hey, this is Andrew Rappaport. I know I'm on the road, so the audio quality may not be so good, but wanted to just share a quick update from my trip down with Kenneth Copeland. I wanted to give a quick thing. We'll see if in the future, hopefully give all the details, but good trip, very interesting trip. We had, we got to see Copeland, Jesse Duplantis, got to see Creflo Dollar, some others as they, well, if you call that preaching, but more storytelling than anything else. But the thing is, we had some neat experiences. Jess and I were walking around. We did have somebody who recognized Justin and recognized him because this person, though currently in Word of Faith, has a friend who has been trying to get them out of Word of Faith for years, and they recently watched a Justin Peters Clouds Without Water seminar, or one of the sessions from the DVD. And if you don't have that DVD, go to justinpeters.org, get your copy of Clouds Without Water. It will be very helpful for you if you were in Word of Faith or trying to get people out of Word of Faith. But we did go. Person recognized Justin and just saw it as a confirmation for everything her friend was saying. Person got a picture with Justin and gave Justin their email, sent a picture to their friend. Their friend contacted Justin, so thankful that they were able to meet and just be able to see him. This person sees that as confirmation that maybe they need to be leaving Word of Faith. So be praying for this person. It's really interesting to see that how things happen, God's providence, that we could be going out. Justin and I were going to the Kenneth Copeland Southwest, what they call Believers. Justin calls it the Southwest Unbelievers Conference, but the Southwest Believers Conference. And just to do some research, see what these guys are teaching. I mean, we know what they're teaching, but get more information. So we went there for research purposes. And we handed out a lot of tracts, got a lot of good conversations. We were talking to folks during lunch, just waiting to be seated, had some great conversations, got to share the gospel. Justin had a very interesting conversation at lunch with someone where Justin is just, this is why he's Batman, I'm Robin. Basically what happened was Justin Peters walks up to a person just like right out of the gate. His first question is, so how do you explain what I'm doing in this wheelchair? And they're like, oh, you lack faith. And Justin, being Justin, like continues the conversation and goes back to that lacking faith thing and happens to mention, notice your husband's wearing hearing aids and you're wearing glasses. Like, how come God can't heal you from that? But, you know, it is interesting. The thing I thought interesting about it is they have a section for the deaf where they have a person that they either pay or volunteers to do signing for the deaf, but the deaf have a specific section. Kind of strange for if you have all these world-renowned faith healers and you organize a section for the deaf. Really interesting. So the last encounter that we had was that someone walked up to Justin and I, just walks up, had a volunteer badge on, says, you're Justin Peters. And Justin says, yes, I am. And he goes, I watch your videos. And then just walks away. We don't know what to make of that. But it was really good. Experience. Wanted to just give a short update. I'm right now at the recording of this. I'm at the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter. And sorry for the noise outside, but just wanted to give you guys a quick update. I know that I just went from one trip to the other and didn't have time to really record, you know, for something full, but wanted to give you some short and quick for you to know. I promised I'd give you some of the details of the story, and I just thought it was really neat that here's someone that has been watching Justin's videos, and they see him there at a Kenneth Copeland conference. And that's the last person I guess they were expecting to see at a Kenneth Copeland conference, saw him there, walked up to him, wanted to just let him know that they've been watching, they have some questions, and as far as I know, Justin and this person have been in contact. So prayers could be used there. But just, I want to encourage you, think about this guy who's been for years just debating with a friend and trying to challenge him to come out of Word of Faith, and just shows a video with Justin, and person starts saying, yeah, okay, I can see some things he's saying. And then that person sees Justin Peters at Kenneth Copeland's conference and then mentions it back to the friend who's been talking to them. And that friend contacted Justin, and that friend's got to be on cloud nine as we were just having that experience. The person actually said to Justin, like, what are you doing here? And he was like, oh, I'm here for research. And this person says, I think you're here just for me. And that actually would be pretty accurate. We kind of feel that that's exactly why we went there, is just for that one person. So it was really neat. We hopefully down the road we will give more have time to give more details and more information. So just want to give a quick thing for you. And with that, just thank you. If you could, you know, if you like the episodes in the past that we've been doing, please share them. It's a great way for people to know about us and to encourage them to follow the podcast, so that we can have more people to hear it. So grateful for all of you in the listening audience, and I just want you to know that we're here to help you. If you ever need anything that we could be of help to you, just email us at info@strivingforeternity.org. info@strivingforeternity.org. Look forward to talking to you guys more next week. Over and out.